This song was sung by Narottam Das Thakur, a great devotee and acharya in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. The disciplic succession coming from Lord Chaitanya, Narottam Das Thakur has written many songs which are recognized as authoritative by all Vaishnavas. He has sung these songs in simple Bengali language, but the purport, the deep meaning of his songs is very significant. In this song he says, Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharira. One has attained the perfection of chanting when, as soon as he chants the name of Lord Gauranga, who initiated this Sankirtan movement, at once there is shivering in his body. This is not to be imitated, but Narottam Das Thakur is asking, when will that opportune moment come to us when there will be shivering of the body? As soon as we chant Lord Gauranga's name. And after the shivering, Hari Hari Bolite, Nayane Babe Nira. While chanting Hare Krishna, there will be tears in the eyes. Then he says, Arka Vinitai Chandra Karuna Hoibe. We are all asking about the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda is supposed to be the original spiritual master. So we have to approach Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, through the mercy of Lord Nityananda. What is the symptom of a person who has achieved the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda? Narottam Das Thakur says that the symptom of one who has actually received the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda is that he has no more material desire. Ara kabinitai chandir, koruna hoibe samsara vasana mora. Tuchahave. Samsara vasana means desire for material enjoyment, and Narottam Das wonders when it will become very insignificant. Of course, as long as we have bodies, we have to accept so many material things, but not in the spirit of enjoyment, but only to keep body and soul together. Narottam Das says further, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti. When shall I be very much eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis? Akuti means eagerness. Because Rupa Goswami is the father of devotional service, he has written a book called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in which there are nice directions on devotional service. These topics are also dealt with in Chaitanya Charitamrita and other books, and we have given the summary of those directions in our book Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. One has to learn of the conjugal loving affairs of Radha Krishna through the teachings of these six Goswamis. Narottam Das Thakur directs us not to try to understand the conjugal love of Radha Krishna by our own endeavor. We should try to understand this Yugala Piriti, conjugal love, under the direction of the Goswamis. As long as the mind is too much absorbed in materialistic thought, one cannot enter into the kingdom of Vrindavan. But Narottam Das Thakur says, Vishaya Chariya, Kabe Shuddha Habe Mana, Kabe Hama Herabo, Shri Vrindavana. When the mind is completely purified, being freed from material anxieties and desires, then I shall be able to understand Vrindavan and the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, and then my spiritual life will be successful. Then it will. So, on this very wonderful day where Krishna Kshetra Prabhu instructed us, we should read about the acharyas. My suggestion is we read a little bit from another book by Narottam Das Thakur, Sri Prema Bhakti Chandrika. There's also some purports left and right. So, reading from Sri Prema Bhakti Chandrika. First of all, from the introduction, let me see. Some glorification. Being an empowered acharya who teaches according to time, place and circumstance, Srila Narottam Das Thakur composed Prema Bhakti Chandrika in a simple style of Bengali language. Though the renditions of Sri Chaitanya's teachings are simple, the purport is deep. The teachings of Lord Chaitanya has thus been given in gist in the form of Sri Prema Bhakti Chandika. The Goswami's books that were difficult to understand by the common masses were thus made easily understandable by the teachings of Srila Narottam Das Thakur in his book Sri Prema Bhakti Chandika. The only book Srila Gorky Sordas Babaji carried with him was Sri Prema Bhakti Chandika. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur instructed all his disciples to daily read Sri Prema Bhakti Chandika. When asked about how to develop love of God at Srila Gorky Sordas Babaji instructed, go to the marketplace with 5 annas and purchase 2 books, Prarthana and Sri Prema Bhakti Chandika by Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Read them daily and you will develop love of Krishna. So, having said this, today is a good day to start this practice, or to take advantage of this opportunity to develop love of God by the purifying words of the Acharya. So, here it says, it's called Truth About Pure Devotional Service. The 9 processes of devotional service are the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam, O brother. The best method of attaining loving devotional service is to always engage in performing these 9 limbs of devotional service without taking shelter of the demigods. So I was just now thinking, Madhu, when you came in the beginning of Gaur Arti. Wow. And Gopal is taking shelter of the opportunity to engage in the 5 most potent items of devotional service. So this is not in the list of these 9, but of course the 3 most important ones. Hanumat Peshak Swami just recently shared with us that for the Kanishtha Adhikaris, the 3 first processes are, or they are for all devotees, are prescribed, but you have to be kind of brahminical in order to say a prayer a little bit decently. So anyway, so here it is said, here is an appeal to take shelter of the 9 processes of devotional service. Yes, that's what it is. Taking shelter of. That's the only thing. So nice. So, such a relief, right? Judai. Soothing for the soul. So, oh my dear brother, mind, there's little purpose. Do not take shelter of any demigod such as Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva, but take shelter of Lord Krishna without deviation and engage in the 9 types of devotional service. And this verse, Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya Ridaya Kariya Aikya Satata Basiba Prema Maje Karmi Gyani Bhakti Hina Ihake Karibe Bina Narottama Eitatva Gaye. My desire is to have my heart purified by the statements of the Vaishnavas, scriptures, and spiritual master, and seeing the unity of these 3, I will always float in the ocean of love of God. I will be aloof from the bad association of the fruitive workers, mental speculators, and the people devoid of devotional service. I, Narottam Das, sing this truth. So, yeah, this is very beautiful. Krishna Kshetra Prabhu quoted this verse when I asked him a question. Oh. So there are sources, 3 different sources. And the desire of Narottam is to have his heart purified, not just by the statements of Vaishnava scriptures and spiritual master, but also by seeing the unity of these 3 when they seem to diverge. Isn't it? Maybe sometimes they seem a little bit divergent, but then if you can see their unity by thoughtful consideration, that's the prayer of Narottam Das. And what will be the result? if we carefully analyze this information from three sources, scriptures, Vaishnavas, and spiritual master, then he will float always in the ocean of love of God. And he will be aloof from bad association of fruitive workers, mental speculators, and the people devoid of devotional service. Three times I find myself in that category. So we will be free from that if we can take shelter. So this chapter 2 is about Ekanta Bhakti, the process of fixed devotional service. He's quoting, Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada has said in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.1.11, the superior quality of devotional service to Krishna is to act favorably for the personality of God. This means that the service must not be covered by the path of the monists, fruitive workers, or desires other than devotional service. And then Narottam Das Thakur continues. The topmost process of devotional service is to worship the Lord with body and mind, giving up desires for fruitive activities and mental speculation. One should serve Lord Krishna in the association of devotees without worshipping any demigods. The essence of sadhana bhakti is to carefully consider and follow the path displayed by the previous acharya and the present Mahajans, great personalities. One should not neglect the practice of remembering the pastimes of the Lord, for devotional service should be performed with the mind as well as with the body. And this is a little purport that my Vishwanath Chakravarti. Previous Mahajans refers to the sages of Dandakaranya and the Shrutis described in Brihat, Vamana Purana, and Chandrakant, etc. They were extremely eager to have Krishna as their lover. Hence they accepted the mood and form of a beloved gopi and engaged in the loving service of Sri Krishna. Sri Bilva Mangal Thakur also attained the mood of a Sakhi, being greedy for the mood of a Sakhi of Srimati Radhika. Thus he displayed the mood of a Sakhi and the process of worshipping Krishna under the guidance of the Sakhis. Since these personalities appeared before Sriman Mahaprabhu, they are known as the previous Mahajans. However, as present Mahajans are the present Mahajans are the six Goswamis, headed by Srila Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis. The word Susara means highest perfection. My dear brothers, always give up the bad association of the Karmis and Gyanis from a distance and give up the attachment for singing songs not related to Krishna. Associate only with the devotees and merge in topics of the loving pastimes of Krishna in Braja. Okay, not just listen attentively, it's said here. Now you have to already merge in the topics of the loving pastimes. Please give up the association of the yogis, sannyasis, karmis, gyanis, meditators, and the worshippers of the demigods. Also abandon attachment for all varieties of fruitive activities, religious duties, distresses, lamentations, and material objects. Just worship Krishna, the lifter of Govardhan Hill. Traveling to the holy places is a waste of energy, and born from illusion, for the lotus feet of Sri Govinda are the perfection of one's life. Therefore one should give up pride and envy, and with firm determination in the heart, one should always worship the Lord without deviation. So if we can now listen to this text, we can gain pure love of Godhead. That's so wonderful. The best process of devotional service is to hear, chant, worship, glorify, and meditate with faith on the names, forms, qualities, and pastimes of Krishna. In the association of the devotees of Krishna through the nine forms of bhakti, again the same instruction. So there's a purport. To faithfully hear the names, qualities, and pastimes of the Supreme Lord is called shravana. To chant the names of the Supreme Lord clearly and faithfully is called kirtan. offering of worshipable ingredients with proper mantras after purifying oneself is called archana. Partial remembrance of the names, qualities and pastimes of the Lord is called smaranam. Dhyana is another word for smarana. There are 5 stages of smaranam. Smaranam, dharanam, dhyanam, dhruvana, smriti and samadhi. So, partial engagement of the mind is called smarana. Withdrawing the mind from all material objects and ordinarily engaging the mind on the Lord is called dharana, withdrawing the objects. Thinking specifically about the names, forms, etc. of the Lord is called dhyana, and thinking of the forms of the Lord without interruption, just like a flow of nectar, is called dhruvana smriti. Constant manifestation of the names, forms, qualities and pastimes, being the only object of meditation, is called samadhi. The word shadhanvita, which means to be endowed with faith, applies to all the above mentioned 5 processes. So, whatever from Bhagavad Gita, we have learned that any sacrifice performed without faith is in which mode? Mode of ignorance. So the result is not auspicious. So already 2 times here we have to perform these activities with faith. So yeah, with attention, with faith, it's very similar. So when Anuvad Preshak Swami said 16 enthusiastic rounds, he paraphrased himself. He said, you chant 16 rounds all the way knowing what you're doing, aware of what you're doing. I will serve Govinda with all my senses, and I will not worship demigods and goddesses. This is the highest principle of devotional service. All other processes are simply born of pride, and I feel great pain in my heart by seeing them. What? Yes, that's what he says. Purport. One should not separately worship other demigods such as Mother Parvati and Lord Shiva, but should serve only Sri Govinda with all his senses. One's endeavor should only be in performing Krishna's kirtan, shravana or katha. And now, text 8. Narottam Das Thakur says, the 6 enemies, lust, anger, greed, illusion, pride and envy, and the 5 senses of sight, sound, smell, taste and touch, reside in my body, but I am unable to control them. Although I hear and understand repeatedly that one should serve Krishna with all his senses, still I cannot accept this fact with firm determination. Can you relate to this? He relates to us. So, it's very kind. I will engage lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy and pride in their proper places. In this way, I will defeat the enemies, and with ecstasy in my heart, I will worship Govinda without difficulty. I will engage my lust, how? In eagerness to serve Krishna, and I will use my anger against those who are envious of the devotees. I will be greedy to hear the topics of Hari in the association of devotees. I will be illusioned if I fail to achieve my worshipable Lord, and I will feel proud to chant the glories of Krishna. In this way, I will engage them in their respective duties. This is the duty of pride, the duty of greed, duty of lust. Otherwise, independent lusty desires, which are the source of all unwanted things, will always disturb the path of devotional service. What harm can lusty desires and anger do to a practitioner of devotional service if he associates with devotees? Anger spoils everything. Therefore, I will always give up anger, greed and illusion. I will control the 6 enemies with the help of my mind while remembering Lord Krishna. So, purport, following the verse in Bhagavad Gita 7:14, Mam eva ye prapadyante mayametam tarantite. One should remember Krishna and bring these enemies under control. All the enemies will run away, how? By hearing the sound, vibration of Govinda's name, just as a deer flee upon hearing the roar of a lion. One who performs unalloyed devotional service will feel great happiness and all his dangers will be vanquished. The second group of students was chanting very loudly, reciting. Therefore, my dear mind, do not endeavor for bad association, profit, adoration and distinction, but always remember the lotus feet of Govinda. Please engage in loving devotional service with great happiness and all your dangers will be destroyed. Would you like to hear that instruction again? I do. Therefore, my dear mind, do not endeavor for bad association, profit, adoration, distinction, but always remember the lotus feet of Govinda. Please engage in loving devotional service with great happiness and all your dangers will be destroyed. That's text 14. Text 15. Please give up all duplicity, illusory activities, and the search for bodily happiness. Do not be attached to the worship of various demigods. Mundane love and affection for material relationships attracts everyone to their respective illusions, and thus advancement on the path of devotional service is checked. In other words, purport, Asat Kriya indicate that even after renouncing engagement in irreligious activities, these following activities will still make one incapable of following the path of bhakti. O dear brother, my mind, be continuously engaged on the path of devotional service, of devotional worship, and be attached to glorifying the pastimes of Sri Krishna in Vrindavan. This process of devotional service is known as steady devotional service. The prime example of this is Hanuman. What is that process that is called steady devotional service? It's called being continuously engaged on the path of devotional worship and glorifying pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. So Hanuman, here is, as spoken by Sri Hanuman, although Sri Narayan, the husband of Lakshmi Devi, and Sri Ram, the husband of Sita Devi, are both the super soul, still the lotus-eyed Sri Ram is my all in all. Purport, there is no difference between Sri Narayan, the lord of Lakshmi Devi, and Sri Ramachandra, the husband of Sita Devi, because both of them are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the one Supreme Soul. Still, my lotus-eyed Lord Ramachandra is everything to me. Without him, nothing is of any value for me. By this verse, the dedication of avaditvam to one's own desired object is being shown. Avaditvam means limitation. Text 18. Those who worship their divine lordship, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, float in the ocean of ecstatic love, and the inhabitants of all the three worlds worship such persons. The demigods and the forefathers become greatly pleased and shower their blessings, saying, well done, well done. So, the doubt may arise that if one must give up the worship of demigods, then how can one repay the debt owed to the demigods, the sages and the forefathers? In order to remove this doubt, Narottam Das Thakur is saying here that one who worships Sri Krishna, giving up the worship of the demigods, actually pleases the demigods and forefathers with this unalloyed devotional service. Such a devotee no longer becomes indebted to anyone. Just as if one waters the root of a tree, all the branches, sub-branches, leaves, twigs, and buds are all automatically nourished. Similarly, if one worships Sri Krishna, who is the supreme shelter, all the demigods, sages, and forefathers are automatically satisfied. The forefathers dance jubilantly and say, "Look, there is a devotee of Krishna born in my family. He will deliver us." Text 19. One should not reside in ordinary places and enjoy material objects, which are full of miseries, but should live in Braj and serve Sri Govinda. The names and topics of Sri Krishna are actually the reservoir of all pleasures, and one should constantly glorify them in the association of the residents of Braja. One should constantly glorify the activities of Krishna, the topics of Sri Krishna. Text 20. Whether I live... I'm curious for the purport. The word abhasa yoga mean to build residence. All places beside Braja are mundane. Wherever material enjoyments are available, there is the presence of the modes of material nature, and hence misery. If one resides in places other than Braj, one will automatically suffer miserable material life. But if one resides in Braj, then one may happily worship the lotus feet of Govinda. If one is unable to personally reside in Braj, then one may mentally do so, and thereby attain the happiness of worshipping Krishna. However, if one resides in Braja but does not worship the lotus feet of Sri Govinda, then one will not achieve any happiness from residing in Braj. In this connection, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has stated in the following verse, "Whether I live in Vrindavan or at home, whether I live in the prison or I sit on a golden throne, whether I am awarded the post of Indra or go to hell, there is no happiness anywhere without the worship of Krishna." "In my mind, with firm faith and fearlessness, I always desire the service of their lordships in all respects." Narottam Das prays, "O Sri Krishna, most merciful Lord, I have fallen into miserable material illusion. Please deliver me." The word Vishoyasa means Vishvas or faith. Keeping firm faith in the above statements, one should take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna by all means and live fearlessly with the residents of Braja while constantly desiring the service of Sri Krishna. The word Mahashaya means O Sri Krishna. Go to text 15 of this chapter, is called The Ultimate Instructions. One should be go to text 1 there. "I will neither indulge in useless mundane topics nor hear them. I will only engage in spiritual cultivation. I will always pray to eagerly discuss the topics of my worshipable Lord, because everything else is simply unwanted. How much can I explain the science of the Supreme Lord? For it is unlimited and unfathomable. However, the loving dealings of Braj are eternal and nectarian. O my mind, please worship this supreme truth with deep attachment." Sri Govinda, the moon-like personality of Gokul, the lifter of Govardhan Hill, the reservoir of all transcendental happiness, is accompanied by the Gopalas and the Gopis and is living in Nandagram. Serve him happily in association with the Sakis. "O brother, I have thus described the signs of devotional service to you. Please give up all material desires. You can perform loving devotional service by the mercy of the spiritual master, and in the perfected stage you will be counted as a maidservant of the Sakis." The most successful method of devotional service is to constantly remember the pastimes of Krishna in the association of devotees. When one attains loving devotional service, then his mind will be fully purified and the distress of his heart will be vanquished. Consider material sense objects as dangerous and material life as a dream. The human form of life is most suitable for worshipping Krishna. Always sing about the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna. All other topics cause distress to the heart. Sri Radhika Shraya, the shelter of Srimati Radharani. Decorate your body with the dust from the lotus feet of Sri Radhika. Then you will achieve the full grace of Sri Krishna, the lifter of Govardhan Hill. One who takes shelter of the lotus feet of Radhika, I glorify him as a great person. All glories to the holy names of Sri Radha, who eternally resides in Vrindavan. She is the ocean of Krishna's happiness. I have been cheated by providence because I have not heard about the glorification of Radha. One who associates with the devotees of Sri Radha and discusses the loving pastimes of Radha certainly meets Shyamasunda. Anyone averse to this never attains perfection, and I do not wish to even hear the name of such a person. O brother, simply by chanting the names of Krishna, one can receive the lotus feet of Radhika, and by chanting the names of Radhika, one can receive the lotus feet of Krishna. Thus, I have briefly explained everything by which you will be relieved from the pains of your heart. All other topics are full of miseries and dualities. Give up false ego and pride, giving up bad association and endeavoring for useless material knowledge. Worship the lotus feet of the spiritual master. Surrender your body, home, and family members unto him. The words from the lotus mouth of the spiritual master are supremely important. In Srimad Bhagavatam, this is a reference in the purport, it says, one unintelligent person should therefore reject all bad association and instead take up the association of saintly devotees whose words cut off all the excessive attachment of one's mind. The following evidence is also cited. Those who are puffed up by their material knowledge, wealth, house, family, etc., and considering their bodies and bodily byproducts such as wife and children as eternal, as well as accepting other demigods as their worshipable Lord, in order to receive some temporary benefits, are actually dead, although living. Such people cannot achieve Lord Krishna. Sri Gauranga Upasana Katya Vyata. The necessity of worshipping Sri Gauranga. Please serve Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dev with attachment and determination, because he is the desire tree for bestowing love of God. He is none different from the son of the king of Braj and the life and soul of Sri Radhika. This is simply wonderful. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dev has appeared in Navadvip in the mood of Sri Radha and has decorated himself with the complexion of Radha. In order to fulfill three wishes, he has appeared in the womb of Mother Sachi along with his associates. Sri Gaurahari has appeared and showered love of God. In this way, he has fulfilled his inner desires. He is the life and soul of Sri Radhika. Only the devotees understand the Lord's cries and lamentation. The process of loving attachment. One should be absorbed internally in the thought of Sri Krishna, while externally practicing the nine processes of devotional service, always praying with humility. One should chant the names of Hari without deviation. Without the achievement of this goal of life, everything is wasted. And instructions to the mind, 3, 4. The material world is cheating you. Lusty desires are killing you by hanging you with ropes. Lament, O servant of Hari. Associate with devotees and engage in discussing the topics of love of God. Then all your dangers will be vanquished. Hundreds of wives and children have been born and died. Yet still I am not careful. I am frustrated with material sense objects and have not worshipped the lotus feet of Hari. Therefore I have no protection and deliverance. O my mind, purport, the plunderers in the form of material existence are killing you by binding your neck with the ropes of lusty desires since time immemorial. Call out to the devotees of Krishna immediately and convey your pathetic condition, because only the devotees of Krishna are able to deliver you. Rasika Bhakta Sanganishta, the eagerness for association with Rasika devotees. My only wish is to have the association of Ramachandra Kaviraj. Without him, everything looks empty. If I am to be born again, may I get his association. Then the life of Narottam Das will be successful. Purport. The principle of livelihood for devotees on the path of Raganuga Bhakti is to constantly relish the nectarian pastimes of Radha and Krishna in the association of like-minded devotees. Therefore, one should always pray for obtaining the association of such devotees. For this reason, Srila Narottam Das Thakur desires to obtain the association of his intimate friend, Srila Ramachandra Kaviraj, even in the next life. I will not disclose my path of worshipping the Lord to anyone and everyone. I will be extremely careful about it. Please do not get angry with me or take offense. I offer my respectful, humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of the devotees. Whatever message Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu has spoken to me, that I have related here. Actually, I do not know what is right or wrong. Placing the lotus feet of Srila Lokanath Prabhu in my heart, I, Narottam Das, described Sri Prema Bhakti Chandika. Sri Narottam Das Thakur ki jaya. Prema Bhakti ki jaya. Haribol.